Not so fast on what the debt deal has done. The Treasury Secretary says he can only wonder if our credit rating is still in jeopardy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Jeremy Hobson. Even as the Senate prepares to vote on the debt ceiling compromise, fears persist Uncle Sam could lose that all-important AAA credit rating. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner tells ABC he doesn't know if the battle will still end up bruising our credit, but he fears, in his words, world confidence was damaged by this spectacle. Standard & Poor's has warned of a 50-50 chance of a downgrade without some kind of meaningful deficit reduction, and that shoe is yet to drop. We have heard from world leaders about the deal, and one of the most outspoken was Russia's prime minister. Not only does Vladimir Putin say the U.S. is living beyond its means, he says we're like a parasite on the global economy. As Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, the debt debate may help Russia distance its economy from the U.S.
Putin says the problem isn't just the United States itself, but the US dollar. Oil is traded in dollars, gold is traded in dollars, and when the world economy gets scary, investors flock to safety in the form of US Treasury bonds. Chris Weaver of ING Investment Bank in Moscow says Russia is trying to convince the rest of the world to use other currencies besides the dollar in foreign trade.
They would like to see the US dollar having less of a role in global trade.
Russia has almost $250 billion in its foreign reserves, mostly treasuries. And because its major exports like oil and gas are priced in dollars, Russia has to keep plenty of dollars on tap, at least for now. In Moscow, I'm Peter Van Dyke for Marketplace.
More reaction from around the world now as we do the numbers. Back to reality for stocks around the world as investors fret over the U.S. economy. London is down 0.33% at this hour. Frankfurt has lost nearly 1% now. There may be a bright side, though, of sorts. Oil prices are down on worries of slower growth and lower demand. It's not all deal-making on Capitol Hill today. Funding for the Federal Aviation Administration could be in a holding pattern for a month or more. Congress may actually go on vacation without passing a budget extension for the FAA. That means no work for 4,000 agency employees and 70,000 construction workers. Joining me live to explain the impasse is Marketplace's Gregory Warner. So what's going on with this, Gregory?
So, Bob, when you buy an airline ticket online, you click through a bunch of screens, and then at the last page, that ticket price jumps up with those taxes and fees, right? Many of those taxes pay for the operating budget of the FAA and airport infrastructure projects. Now, 10 days ago, Congress failed to extend the FAA's budget, so the agency stopped collecting those taxes, about $200 million per week. They put those projects on hold. And just to give you a sense of what this looks like on the ground, I called aviation analyst Robert Mann.
Well, it's everything from safety projects being deferred, control towers not being built, or in the case of LaGuardia Airport, old control towers not being demolished so that the sight lines from the brand new terminal can be improved.
So what's the issue here? Why can't Congress agree on this?
Well, some will say that this is a fight over taxpayer subsidies to remote airports, but that's a much smaller issue. The bigger issue here is a union fight. The Obama administration passed rules that make it easier for airline unions to organize. Airlines and companies like FedEx don't like that, so they and Republicans are pushing back. Now, people will, of course, blame a dysfunctional Congress and all that, but nobody has much incentive to come to an immediate agreement here. I don't know if you bought an airline ticket in the past 10 days, but the ticket may not be cheaper. Many airlines, not all, but many are keeping the money that used to go to taxes. So airlines love this, at least in the short term. They could make an extra $1 billion this month.
Yeah, I bought my ticket actually before this, and they say if you want a refund, you've got to contact the IRS for your refund. Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Thanks.
It's going to take a while. Thanks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
There's an escalating problem in the nation's capital. The city's metro subway system is trying to fix its broken escalators. Some of them stretch for hundreds of feet, meaning long walks up long staircases during a long, hot summer. David Schultz of WAMU reports.
At Union Station, one of Metro's busiest stations, there are two escalators leading out of the platform. One of them is under construction, and the other is shut down, which means it's essentially just a set of stairs. A really, really long set of stairs. Ashley Kristoff uses this station every day.
So this has been a small nightmare for the last, I think, 4 months.
Kristoff points to a plywood barrier surrounding the escalator under construction, with posters on it detailing why it's out of commission.
I think it's a mix of Metro trying to look like they're doing something so people aren't upset and it looks like we're making repairs, but I think it actually just makes people more angry more than anything.
Metro has almost 600 escalators, and according to its own numbers, only 60% are functioning at any given time. It's even worse when the weather's bad.
If it rains, outside units, I'm sorry to say, most of them will cut off. The handrails slip, the brakes are wet, and it will cut off.
That's Tim Hopeful, a Metro escalator technician, speaking at a labor town hall meeting. Metro's escalators are long. One is 230 feet, the longest escalator in the Western Hemisphere. When those escalators shut down, only the most athletic of riders can climb up them.
And I know that a lot of this is design. And a lot of people have complained, and now Metro is listening.
Metro has plans to spend more than $130 million over the next 6 years to rehabilitate many of its escalators. In the meantime, Washingtonians are praying it doesn't rain. In Washington, I'm David Schultz for Marketplace.
And finally, General Motors plans to offer a new option that'll let owners of vehicles with its OnStar system track their teenage drivers. Don't get the wrong idea. The head of OnStar says this isn't so much a way to spy on the kids. Think of it as staying connected with family members when they're on the road. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
You lose a job, it's not just a paycheck that goes.
All the markers of identity and dignity are trashed in a way when you lose a job. It's not a joke.
We're not laughing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Humiliation, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.